Hey, welcome into the Friday edition, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Friday morning. Hope everybody's off to a fabulous start to the day. We had a very special version of the National Anthem leading us into the program here today. All is well at life. We'll take your thoughts. By the way, speaking of all things being well, our text line is back. It is operational, our text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So fire those texts off, baby. We'll take your text messages all day long here on the program. Joseph, good morning. How are you?
Morning. Good. I'm fired up after that. I'm ready to run 10 miles with my hands over my ears. I'm pumped, baby. Let's go.
Get a lot of feedback about that specific version of the national anthem.
I got an angry text already on my personal text line.
Will you guys please stop letting Luke Bryan assault our nation? Well,
someone said that winners. On the text line? Someone said
They have said that before on the text line.
Assault our nation. Wow.
It can't all be great.
Tough time.
Not everybody tough can time. Sing the national anthem with the same sort of efficiency and vigor.
Well, it's different, you know, different strokes
yeah, man.
For different folks, right?
Yeah.
So, if you – here – question of the day. Do you love that version of Luke Bryan and the national anthem? If you do, hit us up on the text line.
Yeah.
Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025.
I'd love to hear it.
What are you saying back there, Keyser?
So you have a question of the day, huh? You sound like Big Joe.
Well, shouldn't we all be trying to be more like Big Joe?
I think we should. I think so.
So I'm just, you know.
The media darling is watching you to your right.
He is. He's right over my shoulder.
That's right.
Although, real quick. They were doing celebrity birthdays. I get for some reason I keep listening to celebrity birthdays and then I get mad. But Big Joe, you know, they had the guy, I forget his last name is McGill, he's an actor. And he thought he was the dude in Animal House who was playing the guitar and Belushi smashed the guitar, but it was D-Day.
Okay.
So I anger texted him and Vingan. How about that? It's not as bad as Joe Jelinek thinking Beck's 82 years old.
First text of the day. That turn off the anthem is horrible. Almost missed the beginning of the show. We're glad you made it back with us.
Who out there loves the – I mean, a lot of people love Luke Bryan.
Yeah, I mean, clearly. Yeah. And look, there are some Luke Bryan songs that I think are fine. That's not one of them.
That's a real underhanded compliment there. They're fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go out and say that they're –
not a fan, huh?
They're great.
Yeah,
you know, I've talked about him and the similarities between him and Gomer Pyle of the Andy Griffith Show.
I thought it was Kermit the Frog.
Well, there's some of that too. I don't know that I've made the Kermit the Frog joke, but Gomer Pyle. Got a texter on the Luke Bryan anthem quote. I thought it was pretty decent.
Okay,
does that count?
Sure. We're lukewarm compliments. We'll take those two. That's fine.
Somebody says Little Big Town's anthem is the best. Little Big Town is very good. They're good stuff.
I think I remember them at Preds game.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a pretty good one.
They've done like three or four, I think, at a Preds game. So, a repeat guest. But I'm just glad we got text messages rolling in, baby.
Yeah.
Glad we got the text line back.
Let us know your favorite anthem. Another question of the day. Or maybe I can do a Twitter poll. Roseanne Barr or Carl Lewis? Which one? Which one do you like better?
I mean, Carl Lewis is going to be tough to beat.
Did you see Roseanne?
I've seen it. Yes, I have. I have seen it. There's no doubt. It is quite something. 615-737-1025. Joe, some news on the Titans front yesterday. A signing at the safety position. We've been wondering for a while when that may be coming, and yesterday was our answer. Jamal Adams is the newest member of the Tennessee Titans. So I guess the safety duo that you're going to see back there now is Jamal Adams and Amani Hooker, although I saw Mike Herndon tweet this and some other Titans fans to the same effect of maybe this doesn't change that Molden is the plan to be the starter back there. I don't know, but Jamal Adams is the newest Titan, and that is the safety move that they have made. Joe, what do you make of the signing of Jamal Adams that was very controversial on the Twitterverse yesterday?
Yeah, we can get into all that for sure. I put me on team, he adds depth. Put me on team because, yes, I saw Kuharski. I saw Ben Arthur. I saw a lot of people saying, well, there you go. He's the starting safety. Next, Amani Hooker. Put me on team, pump the brakes. So I don't – I mean, Here's the thing about the Jamal Adams. There's so many facets to this that are fascinating. First of all, like the Titans official, like the Titans Twitter account and everything, like seriously, all pro coming in.
Yeah.
It's like, well, yes, all pro several years ago. Like how many times when a name player who is way past their prime and hasn't been good for a while gets on the market and then like, you know, it's a natural thing for fans to say, why don't we get this guy? Who were some examples? We had some great examples. I can't come up with examples in the moment, but
we had people the other day talking, Ngakoue, go get him. Go get Yannick Ngakoue.
And he's at least viable, I think, to some extent. But they're even more like, it's even like, you know, Delanie Walker, bring him back or whatever. Yeah. I get it. And I think this is a little bit of that. Also, though, I guess this is a preview of Jared, who just had to come on the show today.
He was very excited to come on the show today. Did not even, I wasn't even going to ask him to come on. Because, you know,
he's on vacation.
He's on vacation.
But he wants to rage about this.
He was like, hey, I would like to come on. Okay.
Sure. So, I don't think this is – this does not warrant, to me, any sort of celebration. I have my doubts that he'll start – I think he'll start this year because I think he and Elijah Molden both struggle to stay healthy. And so they'll both start because, like, they're both going to miss some games. And the Titans need it to be where somehow like they do, you know, opposite weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. He is not to me automatically plug him in as a starter. I mean, if you follow Jamal Adams' career, it has gone quite downhill since he went to Seattle. He was fantastic with the Jets. It did not work out well at all in Seattle from a lot of angles. So to celebrate this, I'm like, okay. You may not be watching football a lot lately, but also to like get angry about it. I haven't seen the number yet, but it's not a big number.
I would
it's
assume
a year.
It's not a very
it's fine.
Not a very big number.
It's fine as long as you're confident he's not going to come in here and, you know, be a problem in the locker room, which he was to some extent in Seattle.
Right. And if you've watched Jamal Adams' career, like you said, you know, early on with the Jets, he was really good. I mean, you're talking all pro for a couple years, getting into the Pro Bowl. His first year in Seattle, 2020, he played in 12 games, was an all pro and a Pro Bowler there as well. And basically since then, from 2021 on, I've been very good. I mean, there's been injury problems that he's dealt with every year. He has not played more than 12 games since 2020, that first year he was in Seattle. He played 12 games then, 12 games the following year, and then in 2022 played in one game, and then last year played in 9 games. So you're talking about somebody that really has just not even been out there and has been available the last couple of years. And quite frankly, when he has been out there, there's been a very noticeable decline in the way that he's played. So at age 28, what does that mean now for him here in Nashville? If he does find a way to stay healthy, can he still be a good player? I don't know. I mean, we just haven't seen it in 4 years at this point. So, I don't know, Joe. You'd have to tell me. I'm sure you can find some examples. But how often in the NFL do you look at a 4-year sample size and then all of a sudden, like, things just get dramatically better? It doesn't happen a ton. I'm sure you can find examples here or there where it did happen. But it's difficult for me to believe that he's going to return to being like some all-pro player back there. Now, again, we've not seen the numbers on the contract. They're not paying him to be an all-pro player back there, so I understand that. I would have rather seen them go after a Simmons or a Diggs, somebody like that. But Jamal Adams is the way they've gone, and we'll see how it goes. You know, I don't know that – I guess you feel better about the depth today. I don't know that I feel better about the starting quality that they've got outside of, you know, that next to Hooker back there than I do even Elijah Molden. You know, neither one of those guys, if you pointed out, have done a very good job of staying healthy as of late, and I just don't really know what Adams has left in the tank here.
Yeah. It's a minor move with a huge name.
Yeah.
Really. Like, I'm not – again, I want to see the number here. I'm not ruling out another move, at safety. So, it's – you know, I've seen some reaction to the effect of, well, now – and it's a very simplistic way to look at it, but now you know, Hooker can play to his strengths, and Adams is like your box safety, you know? Okay. But really in today's NFL, you need both safeties to have some coverage skills. You really
yes.
do. You know, it's almost like, to flip it around, it's almost like the conversation around running back, right? Like you need to, although again, I think the Titans will be better off with Derrick Henry. I think the Ravens will be great with Derrick Henry, but like the versatility of the two backs, the interchangeable skills, that's a nice thing to have. It's a nice thing to be unpredictable. You have to have coverage skills. Again, like I said, I'm not convinced that he's a starting safety in the NFL. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see when camp comes. You know, you hope that a guy like this, if you're going to have any kind of a big bounce back, like you said, it doesn't happen often. You hope that he's super motivated to make that happen after all that went down in Seattle. He is only 28.
Yeah.
But, like, those stories, I feel like the only times we ever see something like that is sometimes it's like a QB who's been on the shelf for a while or something. Yep. And he'll get another chance. I mean, even like Geno Smith is a guy who had a few years, and it's like, hey, he's good. He's a starting quarterback. At other positions, I can't think of many examples. So again, it's to me, it's just not a major move. It's just a major name.
First off, congrats to TD, who we're going to have later on the show, for being the one to break the story.
Yep.
Yesterday, we'll have Teron on coming up at 8 o'clock. Get his thoughts on the Jamal Adams move. Did you see like the way that Schefter? So Schefter tweeted about this yesterday, and the way he phrased the signing of this was interesting to me. And I'll just read it. Quote, Titans are giving free agent safety Jamal Adams a one-year deal. Adams' agent, Kevin Connor, confirmed the deal. Connor represented Titans general manager Rand Carthon when he played in the NFL. Rand Carthon's father, Maurice, and Jamal Adams' father, George, were teammates with the New York Giants. I don't know. I just read that, and I was like, okay, so are you trying to say that they signed Jamal Adams because Rand Carthon like knew his dad? Like it was just a weird way to frame the signing that Adam Schefter put out there.
Yeah, I don't know. Schefter does a lot of things I find weird.
Yeah,
that's an interesting connection. Also, it's like, you know, it's good to have relationships for sure. Obviously, Rand Carthon has a ton. You don't want him to, like, turn it, like, flip the other way. You're doing a solid for a guy and signing him, you know? I mean, I'm not saying Jamal Adams is, like, should be out of the league.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's an interesting connection. Obviously, to me, the connection that matters here is the fact that Denard Wilson, you know, was there with Adams for his best years. I mean, I'm sure Denard Wilson also understands that that's not the same player that he coached in New York, but maybe that relationship will serve the Titans well.
615-737-1025, our phone number. Our text line is operational today, so hit up our text line, our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. What do you make of the Jamal Adams signing for the Tennessee Titans? What do you think it does for the Titans' defense? More on that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Friday morning, taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, broadcasting live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Your thoughts on the signing of Jamal Adams. Joe, kind of back-to-back here, we have one that says, Jamal Adams is washed. He's played 10 games in the last two seasons. Not going to change with the Titans. Another texter says, Adam signing is amazing. He's been a stud for a long time. Adds to the loaded secondary, hard hitter, and will complement Hooker astoundingly. Hopefully he can stay healthy, put in a full season. It won't hurt us. Pumped to see this defense in action this year.
I had to respond to that. I said, he's been a stud for a long time. He was a stud a long time ago. A bit of a difference, right? I mean, I don't want to, completely crap on the signing. I mean, Jared, I'm sure will do that at 7.
I'm sure he will.
I would pump the brakes on a lot of excitement. You know, maybe I don't know everything that went on in Seattle, but one thing we do know is that he struggled to stay healthy.
Yes.
And hey, that's what this game does to you. You know, take away the other stuff like him leaving the stadium early when he found out he was inactive, just leave, which I'm just not a fan of that. the crap he did with Connor Hughes last year on social media, which I think that was a rant one day, right? Was ridiculous.
I believe so.
And, you know, just because someone, this is one of my big pet peeves. I feel like I have way too many pet peeves, but a long fuse, Robbie.
We know that.
This, you know, people love to just bash whoever, and then they come into their market, and it's like, well, you know, make excuses. Now, that's garbage. Absolute garbage, inexcusable crap from Jamal Adams with the, you know, a reporter's wife. I mean, I'm sorry, man. Like, I can't just move past that and say, oh, yeah, just brush that aside. That's pathetic. But, again, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, can he help the Titans' defense? I just – maybe they can find a role for him. I just have my doubts that he's going to come in and just be a starting safety and make some kind of a big difference at this point based on what we've seen for several years now from him.
I did see some excitement yesterday about his ability to blitz and to sack the quarterback. And I will – I mean, look, he had 9.5 sacks in 2020. He had 6.5 with the Jets in 2019. So in his career – he has been very effective, particularly from his position, at getting after the quarterback. Now, the problem is he has not had a single sack in 3 years. So, at one point, yes, he was very effective, and maybe Denard Wilson can find a way. You know, we talked about that the other day in terms of the overall defense beyond just your traditional pass rushers. How many different ways can you get after the quarterback with the blitzes and how aggressive and exotic is Denard Wilson going to be? Well, clearly, Adams has been very good at that in his career, but kind of to our injury discussion earlier, he's not been healthy the last 3 years, and that has not been a part of his game the last 3 years when he has been on the field. So,
I think my favorite tweet, there was a lot of reaction yesterday, but I think my favorite was the at NFL Game Day account tweeted, you know, Jamal Adams with the Titans logo, most sacks, 21.5, among all active defensive backs since 2017. And then Mike Herndon quote tweeted and said, also, least sacks among defensive backs since 2021, tied for least, zero.
Here's that.
I mean, like the time, I don't expect the Titans account to do anything but, you know, celebrate and find the positives in any signing or anything that happens. That's what you're going to do, right? But like the let me find this they have the Jamal Adams like signing and he's in the office. He already has done a podcast with Mike Keith. Like boom, he comes in. He's got a podcast with Mike Keith. It's all. I mean, this was they were ready, you know, ready to go with this one. But this tweet from the Titans says adding all pro plus Pro Bowl talent to the roster with a little signing thing. He definitely used to be an all pro and a Pro Bowler. He did.
He did.
That adds this guy, and that has happened in his career.
It sounds like you're not a big fan of this signing.
Well, it's just I'm a huge non-fan of excitement of it. I'm sorry. Like it's a depth add. Like again, give me. I mean, I've seen some people on the text line. Randy Moss, you know, Julio Jones, Julio Jones,
Jonathan Joseph.
Oh God, was he ever great?
No.
He was decent for a while.
And then he
Julio
was
Jones,
especially bad.
Yeah. Well, sure. Julio Jones was a huge deal when the Titans got him. It did not work out. I was wrong, and anybody else who thought he was going to be great this year, I think probably you. Yeah, great. He was going to be a huge impact player for the Titans.
Yeah.
He had his first year of being hurt. I'm going to say this for the 10 millionth time. He had been as durable as any receiver in the league. He had played every single game, every single season. And the previous season, he missed half of it with a hamstring. And that was the cliff. And I said at the time, that's 1 year. And his production was Julio Jones levels of production when he was healthy.
Correct.
He was still a great player. He came here and he fell off the cliff.
This is not
Jamal that. Adams fell off the cliff in 2021, folks.
Yeah. I mean, pretty clearly. The numbers wouldn't suggest really anything other than that. So, look, I'm not saying that is the Titans' defense better today than it was yesterday? I don't know. I mean, they've got another body there, so there's more depth at safety.
Sure.
So I guess you feel better about that.
Got another option.
You got another option.
He's a veteran. He's experienced.
Sure. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just don't have a high level of confidence that Jamal Adams is going to be a good player for them. I don't. have confidence that he's going to stay healthy.
I don't know how anyone could have a high level of confidence. I'm sorry.
He's not stayed healthy. And I still don't look at safety now that they've added Adams and say, well, they fixed it. Like, safety's, it's all good. They've got Jamal Adams and Elijah Molden back there right now. Now, again, like, you're not going to have players at every position that you just feel comfortable about. I guess the thing that mystifies me about this a little bit, Joe, is, like, Simmons is still out there, and Kondre Diggs is still out there. Like, there's still some, what I think, are better options than this at the safety position that are still out there and that are available
right.
with Tennessee Titans.
That's kind of what I was saying earlier. It's like, yeah, I mean, look, they're out there, so there's always stuff we don't know.
Maybe they're not better options. I have
sure.
No clue.
It's possible. But based on the information available to us, they have been more viable in this league more recently than he has been.
Correct.
And it's just, like, you know, relationships are good, but, like, shouldn't – I don't think that they should really influence decisions. Now, again, the relationship with Denard Wilson and Jamal Adams is definitely, I think, potentially important.
Sure.
But it's still like, okay, so if you get to a point where he's excited to play here and everything's going well and they got a great connection – that still doesn't address the injury situation.
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Scott in Goodlettsville. Scott, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks for taking my call. Just quickly, man, I just want to say this. I'm going to look at this as a 3-3-4-4. And these numbers mean that if he can get more than – if he get at least 3 interceptions, 3 sacks, and 44 tackles – That's not all pro numbers, but I think that would be suffice for me as him coming in. And I know people are, you know, you got up and down, but I'm kind of in the middle about this signing. We need a veteran back there because Molden, you know, has a lot of injury issues, and even 37 has a lot of injury issues.
Yeah,
and he does too, but. I think that those type of numbers, if people are looking at it as this, he going to come in and be like when he came out of LSU, when he played with the Jets, that's not going to happen. But if I can get 3 sacks, 3 interceptions, and 44 tackles out of him, then I feel like that's a successful signing. I think that's the way I'm going to look at it. And if people kind of look at it from that, and if we get more than that, that's great. But 3-3-4-4 is what I'm looking at. And I want you all to take this. I'm going to call back. If he gets those numbers, I'm going to call back, and I want you guys to remember what I said.
Please okay? do. Thank you, Scott.
I'm going to have you read my palm if you get those numbers.
Well, right. I'll put it to you this way. If you told me that's what he was going to do, I would sign up for it right now for no other reason than he has 4 interceptions his entire career.
Yeah, so, I was going to say, he has, like we said, 0 sacks and 2 picks. Yeah.
So if you told me he got 3 interceptions and 3 sacks this year, sure.
Yeah.
I'd sign up for it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I mean, I just wouldn't even – I mean, I almost wonder it's like games might be the thing.
Right.
I want to see games played for him this year, games played for Molden.
Well, but he brought up another good point too, and you know, it affects the whole room. Molden has had a tough time staying healthy. We know we've talked about Adams all show right now. I mean, he's had a tough time staying healthy. And Amani Hooker has had a tough time staying healthy.
Right.
So it's a safety room right now that I don't think you have a whole lot of confidence that they're going to be out on the field very much, just because none of those guys really have been over the last couple of years here.
So the young depth guys, and TD, by the way, also had a good story on Matthew Jackson, ESPN, local product, and he likes him. And I think he's a guy who can help. He's been a special teams guy. He's trying to emerge, but, like, how do you feel about those guys? If you don't feel confident and you can just plug one in, then I think you may need to do more here.
615-737-1025, our phone number. A current member of the Tennessee Titans defense, a little upset with some of the reactions to Jamal Adams yesterday. We'll get into that. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.
We're
good.
They're number 2.
I told it yesterday.
Come on, they're number
good.
2. Okay. They're number 182,000.
We started talking about all that stuff yesterday. Then somebody on YouTube like went on a tirade about Hinder. And I was like, oh, okay. There you go. Hinder.
What is that?
It's a band.
German death metal band?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time that
you've
I
heard Lips of an Angel? It's by Hinder.
Okay. Sometime, remind me to tell you about the time I hung out with a German death metal band in Germany named Feuerschwan.
I would love to hear about
it. It's a great story. We don't have time for it right now.
615-737-1025. So Jamal Adams, we've discussed that signing. Jeffrey Simmons yesterday on social media did not seem to be a huge fan of some of the reaction to the Jamal Adams signing. And here was Jeffrey Simmons' tweet yesterday. First off, his first one said, "Let him cook," talking about Rand Carthon after the Jamal Adams signing. And then he followed that up with, "I just be seeing a lot of tweets and hit that bookmark. How do some of you guys cover us, Titans, but hate us so much?" Somebody responded to Jeffrey Simmons on Twitter, said, quote unquote, "cover." And Simmons said, "I mean, they beat every game, home and away, all in the locker room, smiling and trying to make friends with the guys, but they get on here and hit a 360. To which I would like to say, it's 180. It's not a 360.
Yeah,
but I get the point.
I know what he's saying.
What did you make of Jeffrey Simmons' reaction to the Jamal Adams signing and some of the reaction that apparently he saw on social media from people who covered the Titans yesterday? Well, a lot of people believe he may be talking about Stilley.
I mean, yeah, I guess. So what was Stilley's what was his primary tweet?
I have to sift through it.
I'll go through my day yesterday real fast. I'm listening to Vingan and Big Joe. Vingan's talking about, Stilley's tweeting through his feelings. So I'm like, all right, I'll unmute Stilley and read his tweets. And so I don't remember like the particular tweet that like ticked people off or might have ticked off Jeff, but I did see Stilley quote tweeted apparently that tweet that you just read from Jeff.
Yeah.
And Stilley said, quote, "This is so soft from Jeffrey Simmons, the unquestioned leader of the team. Why doesn't he worry about winning games instead of worrying about what one of the smaller local medias in the NFL are saying? The Raiders, Commanders, Saints, Cardinals, and Vikings have better Super Bowl odds," which is such a weird, like, what a weird place to take it, Stilley. Yeah, let's get mad at Jeff about the Super Bowl odds.
The first part of his tweet I agree with. Like,
I don't. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what all Jeff is reacting to. Do we know of anybody else who went nuts about this?
I mean, I think it was just I don't see anybody that went like over the top with it. Jamal Adams. His first tweet was, "Oh God, Jamal Adams," with a green
face.
Sick emoji face.
Nauseous.
So I don't know if that's what Jeffrey Simmons saw or if he's referring to other people.
Well, he did have this next tweet. And Stilley again. It's so fun to have him unmuted. My God, I feel dirty. I need to hit the mute button as quickly as possible. But he said, quote, "You know your team is completely full of it when they spend all offseason talking about building a culture and then turn around and sign Jamal freaking Adams, the most overrated, underproductive, injured safety in the league."
There you go. Well, maybe he was talking about you.
He might be a little down on the signing, I'm guessing. Okay, so first of all, I mean, to correct Jeff, like the guy, like these guys are in the locker room trying to be your friends, all this stuff. But that's not Stilley. That's not true. He does not go. He went in the locker room one time last year and then talked to us. Like, go talk to a player. He stood there uncomfortably, talked to us, and left. So he is not the dude who pretends to be your friend. Blah blah blah. I don't know who else would Jeff be talking about. I mean, because PK didn't rip this, did he?
PK
Stilley Simmons gets mad at
a baseball
sometimes
and put out there, I think, a quote from Blake Bedingfield, which the first part of it began, quote, "Love the signing if healthy." So I'm going to doubt it was that.
Blake Bedingfield, by the way, was absolutely standing on the table in the 2017 draft for them to draft Jamal Adams. And there are a lot of other people in the Titans organization who wanted that same thing at number 5, and John Robinson went with Corey Davis. So he's finally here. This is another example of a player you could have had in their prime, and now you have them later.
There is that.
But, yeah, I don't know what – I mean, Jeff, again, like the general idea of, like, so every single move a team makes, you have to support it and be excited or else you're a hater. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, we've had this discussion before. Guys, just because you cover a team, first off, you shouldn't hate the team and you shouldn't love them.
Well, there's that.
That's the thing. Your job is to
– we've just eliminated Stilley.
Present.
Stilley's been eliminated.
Just present what's going on. So, like – and also, like, criticism of a move is not hate, right? Like, unless you're out there just ripping guys personally all the time.
We still got close.
It's professional sports.
Yeah,
it's professional
absolutely.
Sports.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, it's not. So, again, like I see a lot of this on the text line, which is fine. By the way, people, it's a new text line driven by WilsonCountyOhio.com, 615-737-1025. Please put your names on there.
Yeah, we'll get your names in as many as we can.
You know, but put your names on it if you can on your little numbers.
We would like that.
Then I'll know your names. And Heidi from Dixon, you're invited to join us.
Welcome back with open arms.
How about Mark from Nashville? I miss Mark.
Yeah. Come back, Mark.
But here's a new message. It says, I don't really get the hate behind the Adams signing. As long as it's close to a veteran minimum deal, I'll never be upset about signing somebody that low risk. No, I agree with that. I'm counteracting the excitement. Like, pump the brakes. Also, getting all worked up about it.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, I mean, there are some – he was a bit of a malcontent in Seattle. And things didn't go well for him. And you don't know all the ins and outs of that. Someone leaves the stadium, not a fan of that,
no.
You know? So I do think that when it comes to that aspect of it, like Denard Wilson and that pre-existing relationship, I mean, he said on the podcast with Mike Keith, I mean, he drafted me. You know, he was the DB coach of the Jets. So that goes back to starting the league, his best football. I'm not all that worried about, like, some culture-wrecking thing here, but I just don't think it's going to be that big of an impact.
Yeah, I don't view the Titans defense very differently than I did yesterday before this happened. I think that's probably the best way I can describe it. Like, we talked earlier this week about the defense and how you could talk me into them being pretty good, but you could also probably talk me into them struggling. And I don't feel any differently about that now with Jamal Adams coming in. I agree. Like, it's low risk. Like, if it doesn't work out, then you're just going to put Elijah Molden out there and you're just going to go on with it. Like, I get it. So I'm with you. If you're overly excited about it, if you're mad about it, I think those are two pretty extreme things for Jamal Adams at this point of his career. It doesn't really move the needle or change the equation of the defense all that much.
And look, I get what people are saying about certainly about like a hybrid role.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a physical player. You know, even that aspect of it hasn't really been there. But again, he had a very serious injury. Someone pointed out on my personal text line, Dane from Nolensville. You know, your quad torn off the bone. Like, that's a serious, serious thing. So, you got to take that into account. That's going to affect you. But also, you have to take that into account when you ask how much of an impact a guy's going to make. That's what this game does to people. I mean, it chews up their bodies. So, Austin says, TD teased another safety could be signed. Do you think that's Justin Simmons? Well, we'll have TD on at 8. We can see if he has an inkling there. All right, look, again, I want to see the number on Jamal Adams. I cannot imagine it would be much. What's the – Well, we'll ask Stilly this. What is the number that you would be comfortable with? I mean, he'll probably say like league minimum or something. But
well, I mean, at this stage of his career, like I understand that he's a former All-Pro player and a Pro Bowler, but
lots of them are retired now.
Yeah, like anything over like $2 million to me would be like, okay, what are you doing?
I'd give him two.
Yeah, I mean,
a year for two, and hey, help out in any way you can.
Yeah. And look, maybe Denard Wilson is able to find the perfect role for whatever he's got left in the tank. Maybe Wilson could find it. We'll see. But to me, it just doesn't really move the needle that much.
Well, and it's interesting. Just you think about the Kenneth Murray signing, right? Some of the same sort of things were said then, just in terms of not a coverage guy,
yeah,
and not necessarily a do-it-all guy, but you know, he's a blitzer. I mean, they've got some pieces that you move around in different packages. Could be interesting.
Well,
right? I think Elijah Molden is going to start at safety with Amani Hooker. I'm going to call my shot right now.
Okay. Well, I also, like, there was a tweet that Mike Herndon had yesterday that I thought was also pretty interesting, and it's a good thing to think about. Like, he said, quote, I like a lot of what the Titans have done this offseason, but if they're planning on playing Kenneth Murray, Jack Gibbons, and Jamal Adams in the middle of the defense consistently, it's not going to matter how good the corners are because quarterbacks won't ever have to look out there. That's what Mike Herndon had to say yesterday about it, and it is kind of interesting.
He has a bit of a point there.
The middle of the field could stack up. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. More of your thoughts on the signing of Jamal Adams and the Titans defense. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 the game.
Time for me to fly. Oh, I got to set myself free.
Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Keezer's on his game today, baby.
He's already played more REO Speedwagon for you than he played Beck for me, and it's not even 7
o'clock. Oh, my God, who the hell cares?
I do, Nick. Nick is on his game. Right here. This guy cares.
Big day for Nick Keezer. Taking your thoughts
that's
on
fine.
Our phone and text line.
I see the score. I'm taking score.
By the way, measuring cheek size.
The file continues to grow. We had somebody earlier in the show say RIP YouTube chat. The YouTube chat lives on. And the YouTube chat we will still utilize. And speaking of the YouTube chat, the distinguished gentleman on YouTube, it's a great value pickup period, talking about Jamal Adams.
Well, you
don't
know
he better?
Number. Do you know the number?
Yeah, I don't know the number yet.
How do you know it's a great value pickup?
Is he better than Gibbons at linebacker? Is he better than Molden at safety? Enough said. You guys can't be serious. People are acting like he's chopped liver. He's finally healthy, and he's 28. Is he better
than Gibbons at linebacker? Oh, hey, look, I just went to the YouTube chip, and now
your audio's up?
Yeah, good.
Hey,
good.
Boomer, there's a mute button.
Hey, Keezer's at it today, baby.
All right, man. That's fine. But write that one down, too. Right here, mental notes. Look.
How do we know he's finally healthy? I mean, I understand that he's healthy enough clearly to pass physical, but like, I don't really care how healthy he is right now. Is he going to be healthy by the time like game three rolls around?
Well, and another thing with he's finally healthy. I mean, he was healthy enough to participate last year. Obviously, the year before he played one game.
Last year he played nine.
So I guess look, if you want to spin this into the most positive situation possible, I suppose you could say, well, he's another year removed from the injury, so now he can finally get back to being old Jamal Adams. Again, 28, it's sad, but it's true in this league in particular, and with guys who have had serious injuries in particular, 28 can get awfully old awfully fast.
Well, so, again, find me the guys that have had 4 years of health problems and that come back and turn back into great players again. It doesn't really happen very often.
We've been waiting. Like I said earlier in the show, the only examples I can think of would be the quarterback who, and usually, I mean, it could be injury, but maybe it's even just you're put on the shelf and then you get another chance and you have a good run. That happens. But, yeah, in this league, man, it usually does not go the other way for you. So, I mean, is he better than Gibbons at linebacker and he better than Molden? I don't know right now if he's better than Molden. Now, Molden also has injury stuff too. He's much younger, but he has not been able to stay healthy. And Hooker has had a lot of injury. I mean, the whole picture of safety is keep adding, probably, because like you have to build in some expectation of missed games there.
Yep. I mean, again, I think, again, if he comes in and he gives you, and we'll see what the contract number ends up being. But if he comes in and gives you, like, what, 7 or 8 games, depending on what the number is, it's probably a win, right? Like, I think anybody that's sitting here today and has expectations of him playing, like, 15 games, like, I cannot get there. Like, I'll believe that when I see it. And that's the other point. Like, when he's on the field, is he a complete liability out there? Like, can he somewhat be a productive player for you? Are you just in survival mode with him out there of like, please don't get beat deep? Like, don't kill us when you're out there? Like, I have no idea what to expect from him from that level at this point of his career.
I mean, look, like any of the numbers you want to look at, even when he has played, I mean, it hasn't been good. You know, the numbers are not kind to him, and they speak to, again, he left the stadium last year because he was a healthy scratch.
Yeah.
Why was he a healthy scratch? I mean, why did they release him? I mean, it ended up being a very bad trade for Seattle, and that's just the reality of the situation. But, I mean, you know, even like, I mean, again, do we care about – you want to care about PFF grade?
Put it out there.
Jared loves him now. Jared loves PFF now. When it suits his argument, he's big on the PFF grades. You know, Aaron Brewer, he'll never say that PFF grade. But here, I'll again cite Stilley. PFF grade for Jamal was 54.9. Tackling grade was 29.9. Byard was 74.91. Simmons was 67-9 and 72-1. So, I mean, again, I do not treat PFF like gospel, but there's something to that, I would say. Someone on the text line actually asked if you'd rather have Kevin Byard or Jamal Adams right now. I almost spit my coffee out all over my screen. I mean, you cannot seriously be asking that question.
So you'd rather have Jamal Adams?
Yes. Play some more Aria Speedwagon, please.
I will say this. Safety's fascinating. I'm sure we'll be talking about it in camp of, all right, Molden's out there. Jamal, I mean, look, I don't know that this signing wasn't, as soon as they put pen to paper, Rand Carthon views it as, cool, got our starting safety next to Amani Hooker. Like, they may view it that way. I have no idea.
Plenty of media folks, including Kuharski, seem to just, okay.
Yeah.
They got their starting safety. I disagree, but we'll see.
I mean, and you know, I have no idea. I mean, we've not really seen Molden play safety all that much, right? I mean, it's just there's not been a ton. So can he – I'm talking like in an actual NFL game.
Not a lot.
Practiced there. He's not played a ton at safety. So what does it actually look like? Like is there an upside there that you feel like at this stage of his career could be better than Jamal Adams? I don't know.
Well, the weird thing about Kuharski, let's rip him a little bit.
Okay.
He often points out that Molden is not speedy, does not have great speed. That is true, and that was the knock on him as a corner.
Yep.
Molden is faster than Jamal Adams right now,
I would think.
And you have to cover – let's simplify. You got to cover some field at safety. I think it's Molden. I think Jamal Adams – I think, you know, some kind of a hybrid role – in certain packages, maybe could be useful if he's healthier. Then, look, he's a very physical player. I mean, you can even, like, last year you could find probably clips from last year where it's like, wow. I mean, he can still deliver a hit.
Sure.
But you got to be in position to make the tackle. And I just, at this point, again, this is not worth getting as worked up as Stilly will in a couple minutes here on our show. I'm sure he'll just cry and melt down about it.
Jamal Adams! Oh, my goodness!
Right, like it's going to ruin, you know, destroy the franchise. But I just don't think it's worth a ton of excitement either way. It has provided an hour of discussion for
us. It has.
Thank you, Titans.
And look, there's been a lot of reactions.
No,
our text line.
It's a classic case of a player we've all seen be great. And he's a big name player, and so it seems like a big deal. When it happened yesterday, like and that was interesting. Like TD tweeted about it, the Titans announced it. The Titans had a podcast ready.
Yeah,
The Athletic. We wrote something about it. It's and that usually it's not just any signing, but like the actual football impact, I think is just going to be somewhat minimal.
I got a text that says they needed a third safety for prevent defense. Maybe so. As many safeties out there as possible.
All safety defense. Hey. I mean, I can't wait to, to see Denard Wilson's defense, and maybe he's got a really cool plan.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Jared Stillman will be with us coming up next, who apparently is so fired up about this that he's coming out of the vacation for at least 15 to 20 minutes, and we'll be back in his regular spot with us today on the program. Looking forward to that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.